and find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool. Who could have thought?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them?
Three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Who could have thought?
Who could have predicted this?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am going to be your host for today. I am filling in for Kristen Bry, who is away. But if you don't know me, my name is Dan Schaefer. I have been filled in for Kristen
to As Goes
on a number
Wisconsin.
Of occasions on this show.
My name is Dan Schaefer.
I am the founder of the Recombobulationaria, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
I filled in for Kristen.
I write a whole lot about elections, this show, politics, what's happening in state government, things like that.
Opinion column and
also this week, I wanted to let you know that we launched something new in partnership with Civic Media over at the Recombobulationaria. We launched a new podcast series called Bird on a Wire.
State
it features conversations on hope, civility, and action with former candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly, Lou Ann Bird, and we launched I profiled her for a piece at the Recombobulationaria last year during the run-up to the midterm elections.
With former
that piece has since won a
State
Milwaukee
Assembly,
Press Club Award, so do check that out. It's called Bird on a Wire. The podcast series is called Bird on a Wire. We've got two episodes up at the Recombobulationaria. So if you're not sick of listening to me after the 3 hours of the show here, So do check that out.
Pick up
Bird on a Wire
and take a look. But we have a terrific show planned for you here
at the Recombobulation
at Asgo's, Wisconsin, for the next 3 hours. You know, there's obviously the big race for Wisconsin Supreme Court that is going to be on the ballot on April 4th. We are now less than 3 weeks away from that election day. We are now less than 1 week away from the beginning of early voting
for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Beginning of early voting
that is going to be on the ballot on April 4th.
In-person absentee voting will begin next week, Tuesday. So if you don't want to risk it,
less than 1 week away,
whether you're out of town for spring break,
beginning of early
or if you don't want to risk it with Wisconsin's crazy weather on election day,
will begin
just
next week,
go figure out where in your town you can vote in person absentee to make sure that vote is cast and recorded for the spring election. But not only will there be the big important statewide race
go figure out where
for Wisconsin Supreme Court
you can
on the ballot,
person
there will also be
to make sure that vote is
a number of other local races, and we're going to be talking about
but not
some of them today
be
because
the
I think they kind of fly under the radar. Not only is a spring election harder to get attention to,
ballot,
people are
there will
a little bit fatigued by
a number of other local races, and we're going to be talking about
the election cycle and the midterms. You got to come right back and vote in the spring election cycle for this hugely important race. There's also a number of local elections that are happening, and we're going to be talking about a couple of those today. There's some really important mayoral
election
races happening all over Wisconsin
in
this election cycle. So we're going to be joined by Kristen Lyerly of Green Bay, who's going to be talking to us about what's been happening in the Green Bay mayor's race. That's going to be a really interesting one to follow. She's going to be joining us here during the 11 o'clock hour.
So we're going to be joined by
And then there is a mayor's race also happening in Madison. So we're going to be joined by Scott Gordon of Tone Madison.
That's going to be a really
interesting
one.
He is going to be talking to us a little bit about the Madison mayor's race, about what's been happening there.
And then
another really interesting one to follow.
Also happening in Madison.
And then not only are we going to be talking to guests in Wisconsin about the race, but we're actually
going to
be bringing in somebody from south of the border, from Illinois,
about what's been
happening about Patty Vasquez, who is a radio host at WCPT 820 in Chicago. I actually am a regular guest on that show
from south of the border.
So we're going to be turning the tables a little bit today. She's going to be joining us during the 12 o'clock hour. She's going to be talking to us about the Chicago mayor's race. And now I know this is Asgo's Wisconsin. This is a Wisconsin show. But I think what happens in Chicago is an important.
We're going to be turning the tables.
This is an important race.
She's
going to
be joining
Wisconsin as well. Just about
during the 12 o'clock
the Midwest as a region, about our neighbor, the largest city in the Midwest.
This is Asgo's Wisconsin.
It's part of our regional economy.
But I think what happens in Chicago
is an important
politics
in the Great Lakes.
Just about
and
the Midwest as a region,
it's going to be a really important race to kind
of
see what direction that city, our neighbors, are headed. So that's going to be a really important one as well. We're also going to be talking to a journalist by the name of Justin Warland. He is the senior correspondent covering climate change at Time Magazine. He is going
to
be speaking at an event in Milwaukee presented by WISP Politics and WISP Business, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act.
He is the senior correspondent covering climate change.
A number of issues
magazine.
With the federal funding
he is
through
going to be
that
speaking at
that
an event
will
in Milwaukee presented
how we
by
heat
WISP
and cool our homes, how
WISP
we commute,
business,
how we compete in a worldwide energy market. So that's going to be a really interesting conversation that we're going to be having during the 1 o'clock hour
issues
of
with the federal funding through that.
And of course, there is kind of one big story looming over everything.
In a worldwide
Wisconsin
energy
right now.
Market,
not
so that's
just
going to be a really interesting conversation that we're going to be having
the race for
during
Wisconsin
the 1 o'clock
Supreme
hour
Court between
Jack
Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly.
And of course,
not only that,
there is
looming
one big
over
story.
Everything. There's also
over everything.
Of
in
course,
Wisconsin right now. Not
the
just,
Aaron Rodgers news that is looming over everything in the state of Wisconsin
the race for
right
Wisconsin
now.
Supreme Court.
Seems like
John
he's probably on track to get
not
traded.
Only that,
he has something lined up.
Is looming. Over
he's going to be going on the air with Pat McAfee at noon
course,
today, and we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan, also at noon today. So we're going to be kind of
right now.
ended up being some interesting timing there. So we're going
to
be reacting.
He has
to that
lined up.
Aaron Rodgers news live.
He's going to be going on the air with Pat McAfee at noon today, and we're going to be
who knows what he's
going to
say.
also at noon today.
He's,
so we're going to be
rather
kind of
unpredictable. As of
ended
late.
Up being so, some interesting so this, timing.
So that could go in a variety of different directions. It does seem
Aaron
like everything is hurtling towards the fact that he is going to be traded.
Who knows? What he's
To the New York Jets.
He's been rather
and you know, it's funny because
so that could go in a
you know 15 years ago there were banks collapsing and Brett Favre was getting traded to the New York Jets. So it's you know kind of feels like we're waking back up in 2008.
You know, it's funny because
it's getting a little flashbacks to
for me collapsing and Brett Favre was getting traded to the New York Jets. So it's you know kind of feels like we're waking back up.
The world was a little
2008,
at least for me.
Not for the getting a little flashbacks to. For me,
perhaps
for me,
at the time, my college wild years. Year then. So it's a wild year now. It's been 15 years, but it's but the cycle is repeating
the world
itself.
Was a little similar,
it is very
at
weird
least for me. Not for the.
So just as a reminder, you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We are broadcasting
so
here
just as a reminder,
from
you can
the
give
540 AM WAUK studios in Waukesha. It's always wonderful to be back in Waukesha for me because I am a Waukesha County native.
We are broadcasting here.
I grew up
from
not far from
the
here
540 AM
Waukesha County. I grew up
and
I went to
studios in Waukesha.
I grew up in Pewaukee schools and Brookfield churches and a lot of
be
baseball fields
in Waukesha for me
all over Waukesha
I
County.
Waukesha
I spent
County
a lot of time
native
during high school when I
grew up
right here on
here
Main Street
in Waukesha.
Waukesha
County. I grew up in
just
I went
one of our regular hangout spots
Pewaukee
was right down the street. We'd go to a Friday night open mic at Sprizzo Cafe and hang out there.
It's been a lot of time.
My sister and I and some friends. So always good to be back close to Main Street in Waukesha.
One of our regular hangouts.
Good nostalgic times
for us Friday
here
night, open mic
and
Sprizzo
after
Cafe
the break we're going to be we're
there
going to be joined by Kristen Lyerly.
So always good
she
to
is
be
she
back
is also
Waukesha,
a presence here on Civic Media
times
she does a weekly segment
here
during Pratlow's Up North
break,
News called Hometown
be,
Health.
We're going to be joined
she is an
by,
OBGYN
by
doctor
Lyerly.
She is also involved in politics
she is for, she
in Green Bay
also
so as
a presence here on Civic Media
so the Green Bay mayor's race between incumbent mayor Eric Genrich
called
and Brown County Administration Director
she
Chad
is an
Weininger.
Doctor.
I'm going to
she is also
have to
involved
ask her if I'm pronouncing
politics,
that correctly.
In Green Bay. So
that is going to, you know, from what I understand, that is going to be a very competitive race.
Mayor,
you know, Brown County
and Brown County
Green Bay, always a kind of a swing
Weininger
area
actually have to
in the region,
that correctly.
In Wisconsin in general. So it's going to be not only important
so gonna,
for,
you know, from what I understand, that is
you know,
going to be a very
for
competitive
the
race.
State Supreme Court race, as Brown County is kind of
a
swing county.
Kind of a swing area. In the region,
statewide elections
in Wisconsin in general,
also
so it's going to be not only important,
going to be really important for people to get out and cast their votes in that mayoral election.
And honestly, I haven't been spending enough time paying attention to these mayoral races. I've been doing a lot of coverage in state Supreme Court race, coverage of stuff in Milwaukee.
Going to be
for
really
what I do at the recombobulation area,
cast their votes,
so I haven't have really had a time to do a lot of
election.
Research. And honestly, I haven't been spending
these mayoral
time
elections,
to so
these
I'm excited
races.
To learn from Kristen, learn from
race,
Scott Gordon
of stuff
in this
in Milwaukee,
in
what
the
12 o'clock
the
hour
recombobulation area,
about what's going on
so
in Madison, and
time
from Patty Vasquez in the 1 o'clock hour about what's going on
to learn from Kristen
in Chicago. So if there's a mayoral election happening in your community. We'd love to hear about it too. So if you could give us, we'll have some opportunity to take some calls at some point in the show. And you can hit us up at 844-967-2789
in your community.
And
we'd love to hear
there's
about
gonna
it.
Be,
so
there's going to be a lot to discuss.
We'll have some
and
opportunity
think, you know, there
to take
is
some calls at some point. In
a number
show,
of big issues that, that cities are always facing with their municipal budgets that's always connected to the conversations happening at the state level about the state budget. Shared revenue is such a huge part of that. And that was something I covered a whole lot last year when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race. So I think that was, you know,
the
local funding
to the
issue and
level,
a lot of the decisions
budget,
that, the, that is passed down
is such a huge,
from
huge
the
part of that.
You know,
and
Wisconsin State Legislature
when
and their
Milwaukee
relationship
so
with local
was,
government.
You know,
and we're also
going
to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about some of the other issues that, that she has been that she has been grappling with as an OBGYN doctor in the state. So we will be right back after the break
talking to
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, talking about the Green Bay mayoral election and a bit more. Stick with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin.
OBGYN doctor in the state. So we will be right back after the break. with Dr. Kristen Lyerly talking about the Green Bay.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Waukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am filling in for Kristen Bry today. If you don't know me, I am the founder of Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics. Rain showers in Milwaukee likely. And Wisconsin. Reach up to 45. As we discussed before the break, we are going to be joined here for our next segment. We're going to be talking about the Green Bay Mayor's race and a little bit more. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Bringing very some sanity to the airwaves.
To talk to you and have this conversation about what's been going on in Green Bay lately.
540 AM.
Oh my gosh, Green Bay is a soap opera right now.
Green Bay is a soap opera right now, so I'm excited to learn about this because, as I mentioned before the break, you know, I've been paying so much attention to the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, I cover so many different issues in my hometown of the city of Milwaukee.
Welcome back.
And so I haven't really had a lot of chances to really dig in to what's been going on in the various mayoral races that have been happening that are on the ballot around Wisconsin.
Online publication.
And I think one of the most important ones is one happening in your community in Green Bay. So
as we discussed before the break,
you said it's a little bit of a soap opera here. What's going on? On with this race. Who's running? What are the big issues?
What are you paying attention to in your community right now?
Hi, Dan. Well, thanks so much.
It's a little bit of
thank you so much for being here.
Up here right
very
now.
Excited to talk to you and have this
Aaron
conversation
Rogers
about what's been going on in Green Bay lately.
But more importantly, we've got our mayoral race.
Green Bay is a soap opera right now. So I'm excited to learn about this because, as I mentioned before the break, you know, I've been paying so much attention to the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know,
I cover so many different issues in my hometown of the city of Milwaukee.
And so I haven't really had a lot of chances to really dig in to what's been going on
in the various mayoral races that have been that are on the ballot around Wisconsin.
And
I think one of the most important ones is one happening
here
in your community in Green Bay. So you said it's a little bit of a soap opera here. What's going on with this race? Who's running? What are the big issues? And what are you paying attention to?
The other side is lighting up this controversy about
it's a little bit of as the Bay
City Hall
up here right now.
Making it look like this is a giant invasion
of privacy. Of course, we're all thinking about Aaron Rodgers and where is he going to go. But more importantly,
that happens in a lot of public buildings and has been happening in the police department for 20 years
and
the Metro Transit Center,
who is challenging him.
And it has been just this classic.
You know, we've seen this narrative happening
and they're making it look like a giant problem
with this
for the mayor.
Mega
interesting.
Ugly fear-mongering
so the incumbent
far-right
mayor,
Republicans
he is
are using, and they're using
backed
conservative
by,
talk
by
radio.
He's a former Democratic Assembly representative, so he is trying to find little more or less a Democratic mayor.
And he's being challenged
by a former Republican Assembly representative.
While Mayor Genrich has been doing there's not
always this type of typical left-right dynamic in mayoral elections. It can be a lot different, at the local level as compared to a typical statewide race. But this does kind of bring in the typical, right-left arguments. And like you mentioned, that there seems to be,
that happens in a lot of public buildings.
It seems to be part of a larger trend
from Wisconsin Republicans
to really try to invent and drum up some controversy where there really isn't any.
But they're controlling the narrative. This is a non-partisan race that is
completely partisan.
Interesting.
And it's ugly. And I got to tell you, people up here don't like it. People up here are tired of all of this.
He's a former Democratic Assembly representative, so he's
yelling at each other.
More or less a Democratic mayor.
Common sense.
And he's being challenged by a former Republican Assembly representative.
They want to keep taxes down.
So there's not always this type of typical left-right dynamic. In mayoral elections, it can be a lot different,
at the local level as compared to a typical statewide race.
But this does kind of bring in the typical, right-left arguments.
And like you mentioned,
when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race last year, there's a lot of topics that would kind of dovetail with what we're talking about with state budget right now as well.
To really try to invent, drum up some controversy where there really isn't any.
Different local revenue options.
Right. This is a non-partisan race that is completely partisan.
Simple things
police, I gotta tell you, fire, people up here
public safety,
don't
and
like
libraries,
it.
And public
people
health, and like all these different things that departments of public works and all these different things. I forget exactly where it was,
people
but I heard a quote once that said there are three political parties in the United States of America. There are Republicans and Democrats and mayors. When it really gets down to it, because a lot of the times these mayors are in non-partisan places and they have to, is it partisan to plow the streets, after a snowfall? This isn't the partisan type of thing, but it gets sucked into that with the campaign process. So what are some of the more of the real issues that you think should be more prioritized?
Yeah, so when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race last year, it was a lot of topics that would kind of dovetail with what we're talking about in state budget right now as well.
Whether it's cuts to state shared revenue, different local revenue options, one of the biggest problems that we have in the
state
are the cuts to shared revenue.
Public safety,
revenue
and libraries,
has been
and public health,
for
and like all these different
decade.
Things that,
that is
you know,
the
departments of public
and
works
the legislature
and all these different things. I forget exactly where it was, but I heard a quote once that said there are three political parties in the United States of America. There are Republicans and Democrats and mayors.
But then they turn around and they say, you guys are defunding.
Because a lot of the times these mayors are in nonpartisan places and they have to, is it partisan to plow the streets, after a snowfall? This isn't a partisan type of thing, but it gets sucked into that with the campaign process. So what are some of the more of the real issues
that
you think should be more prioritized in this race in Green Bay?
The mayor has absolutely been supportive.
Everybody wants
good schools.
Everybody wants police and fire.
Although his opponent is the person
who is so interesting to me because I'm sure your listeners know. I know Kristen talks about this a lot.
Well, a decade of Republican budgets cutting state shared revenue has certainly put a lot of strain on local communities, and it's not just I think Milwaukee gets a lot of the attention because of the magnitude of just being the most populous part of the state. So you have these massive cuts. You can look at the police department in Milwaukee. There's always conversation about that, but this is an issue that I keep saying this over and over. It affects every community in the state. It affects every municipality in the state. So we are about to come up to a break here. We are going to continue talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly after the break. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and I am Dan Schaefer filling in for Kristen Bry. We'll be right back.
Support them. And the mayor has absolutely been supportive of the police, but his opponent says no. Although his opponent is the person who has actually defunded the police
ABC
during his
News
time
and
in
Lionel
the
Moyes.
Well, a decade of Republican budgets cutting state shared
after
revenue
seven nearly catastrophic incidents at U.S. airports
a lot of
this year alone.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, I think Milwaukee gets a lot of the attention because of the magnitude of
this year we're on track
being
to
most populous
have more than 20
part
and
of the state.
Even one
so you have these massive cuts. You can look at the police department in Milwaukee. There's always conversation about that, but this is an issue
wrong and how to calm the public's concern.
It affects every community in the state.
In order to keep it that way, we have to be relentlessly focused.
The union representing air traffic controllers saying there's a staffing issue currently with 1,200 fewer ATC operators than 10 years ago.
ABC News Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. A suspect crashed a helicopter after trying to steal it from Sacramento Airport. Police say no one was injured, but no one is in custody. The state of Texas is taking over the Houston Independent School District, the eighth largest
the
in the nation. 101
FM, this is ABC your fix News. For... Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your host today. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry. If you don't know me and my work, I'm the founder of the Reading Population Area, a weekly column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Today we're talking about number of races down ballot on the spring election in Wisconsin. And right now we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's been telling us a little bit about what's been going on in the race for mayor in Green Bay.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff is now OBGYNs' hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Roe v.
Wade. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of your work there as well. And I saw a tweet a tweet from you the other day where you said I'm just gonna read your words back to you, I guess, because that's fun radio.
Welcome back. You tweeted, Wisconsin.
I am a sixth generation Wisconsinite.
I am your host
currently
today.
Providing general OBGYN care for Kristen Bry,
women and families in Minnesota.
If you don't know me and my work,
because my home state
of
is threatening to put doctors like me in jail for helping women
and online
fertility,
covering
miscarriages
and politics
in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about
a
number of races down ballot.
That abortion is very different than everything else that we do, so we can just wall that off and just not
right
do that.
Right now we are joined by
but
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's been telling us a little bit about what's been going on in the race for mayor in Green Bay.
Those of us
Kristen
who take care
also
of women understand
a, as I mentioned,
that
she's a doctor.
Care
she is an OBGYN. So she has had an interesting few months in the state of Wisconsin.
Contraception, infertility management,
to say the least.
To say the least,
after like
the 1849
ban, there's so many things that can happen that unless you're in that situation,
the U.S. Supreme Court overturned
really
Roe v. Wade. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of your work there as well. And I saw a tweet from you the other day where you said you, I'm just going to read your words back to you, I guess, because that's
fun
radio.
You
tweeted, I am a sixth generation Wisconsinite,
so
currently providing general OBGYN care for women and families in Minnesota, because my home state is threatening to put doctors like me in jail for helping women manage infertility, miscarriages, and complicated
pregnancies. This has not only a direct effect on the way that we are able to take care of our patients and our families in Wisconsin, but a chilling effect across the state
very different than everything else that we do. So we can just wall that off and just not do that.
It's not a good scenario.
But the truth is, those of us who take care of women, including family medicine doctors, emergency medicine doctors, midwives, those of us who take care of women understand that abortion care is integrated into
all decisions that are happening in the future. You're dealing with the present. So why are you forced to
infertility management
to Minnesota?
Complicated pregnancies like PROM. And you know, there's so many
patients
that have going there,
unless you're in that situation.
Providing
you
general
OBGYN care.
I'm not even really doing like straight up abortion care. I am just
abortion
delivering
care,
babies
and abortion care
and
is
helping
under
women
fire
who have
because of this
pregnancy and gynecology related problems.
Abortion ban.
There's a lot
that
of
was
need.
Instituted
there's a giant
before
physician
we
shortage
even
across
knew
the country, and I have a Minnesota license,
disease.
So that's just
that's
where I'm practicing right now.
Is.
Because
there's so much confusion about
an
intervener.
I'm creating the case,
a lot of fear,
a lot of attorney
information.
People don't know where to go and ask questions. They don't know if
the DAs will actually be enforcing this 1849
this
criminal abortion
not
ban.
Only a direct
and because
effect
I'm
on the way
case,
that we are
I'm
able
so
to take care of our patients and our families
this,
in Wisconsin,
people need to know.
But a chilling
like people
effect need to
across
know
the
that
state
their
for both
lives
doctors
are
and
hanging
patients.
In the balance because of
it's
this.
It's not a good scenario.
So I'm that
it's
spokesperson,
not a good scenario
and that
have,
makes me a target, and it makes me feel
to have
uncomfortable
this 1849 law in place.
So
and I know it's
I'm
being challenged, and I know it's all very connected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Over the next few months, we can have a little bit of a resolution
in the future. You're dealing
whatever this case is.
Why are you
to a decision that could
to,
you know come
to
down
to
this
to Minnesota,
election that would
could
decide the balance of power on the Wisconsin Supreme Court between Janet Prosewitz
and
Daniel
I am
Kelly?
Providing
that's
going to
be a huge
care.
Part of it.
I'm not
the,
even
the
really
case
doing like
brought
straight
forth,
up abortion care.
Like you
I am
mentioned
just
by Attorney General Josh Call, that's going to be a huge part of it. And you know, we see right now
gynecology related problems.
You mentioned just what's happening in nearby states
and
the care that you're able to provide in a state like Minnesota. You know, we're seeing.
I am
Minnesota
actually,
and Illinois
I'm an intervener.
And Michigan
I'm on the case
take steps to,
of the Attorney
to expand,
General who is
you know, access
wondering,
to reproductive,
questioning
reproductive
whether the DAs
care.
Will actually be enforcing
and
this 1849 criminal abortion
because of that,
ban.
And it's
and because
creating
I'm on
a problem,
that case and because I'm so,
so many
visible
of our
talking
here.
About this, because people
so
need to
it's,
know.
It's really important
people
that,
need to
that people show up in that election
and
pay attention to experts like yourself.
So I'm that spokesperson, and that makes me
some of that misinformation and really talk about the type of care that you're able to provide as an OBGYN,
you know, hopefully
we know that Wisconsinites
over the next few months,
we can
have
care.
A little
we
bit of a resolution
people in Wisconsin don't want politicians in their exam rooms.
To a decision that could, you know,
people
come down
to
this
be able to come
election
to their doctor with a problem
could decide
and have
the balance
all
of power
the
on the Wisconsin Supreme Court
evidence-based care
Janet
laid out for them. And then they want to go back
Kelly,
to their families and their faith leaders and they want to think about it and choose the best pathway for themselves.
Like you mentioned by Attorney General Josh Call, that's going to be a huge part of it.
Or figuring out what you want to do with a newly diagnosed
cancer. It doesn't matter.
You mentioned just what's happening in nearby states and the care that you're able to provide.
You're listening to Asgo's Wisconsin. Like Minnesota.
We are joined during this segment by
Minnesota,
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Illinois.
She's been talking
Michigan
a little bit
take
about
steps to
expand, the realities of providing
access
care
to reproductive care
under the state's 1849 criminal abortion ban
is behind because
how difficult
and challenging
a problem,
and frankly,
for so many of our residents
unfair.
So that
it's
has
really
been
important
that
people show up in that election.
Few months.
And pay
we
attention
also have
to,
had a chance to talk a little bit about
like yourself,
the race for mayor in Green
can
Bay.
Clear up some of that misinformation.
You know, I'm interested
and really talk
in,
about the type of the type
of care
that you're able to provide
kind of where this race is headed. You know, you mentioned that the incumbent mayor is more or less a Democrat.
We know that
the challenger is more or less a Republican. This is a nonpartisan race
in their
name only.
People in Wisconsin want to be able to come to their doctor with a problem
for these final
and
couple
have
weeks
all of the information,
of the
evidence-based care laid
it's
out for them.
Crazy
and then
up
they
here.
This is kind of where my worlds are colliding. Because really,
about it and
this
sounds crazy,
the
but I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
There's
whether
a
we're
giant
talking
abortion
about
component
care
to the
mayoral
race
in
Green
Bay.
Figuring out what you want to do with a newly diagnosed cancer. It doesn't matter.
Mayor Genrich, as a Democrat, has supported abortion rights in the past. And Chad Weininger, the challenger, has not.
You're listening to Asgo's Wisconsin.
He hasn't supported women. He hasn't supported workers.
She's been talking a little bit about the realities of
and
providing care
wife, Heather,
under the state's 1849
the
criminal abortion
for
ban.
Right to Life, Wisconsin,
how difficult
which
and challenging
is an organization
and,
that wants
frankly,
no abortions
unfair,
for any reason,
that has been,
stay
for,
with me on this,
many of
the
last the
life
few months.
Of the mother.
We also have had a chance
help
to talk a little bit about the race for mayor in Green Bay.
In my book,
that's
a couple of deaths
you know, I'm
right
interested
there.
In just
I mean,
kind of your take on kind of where this race is headed. You mentioned that the incumbent mayor
talking about nonpartisan races because we don't want to make it about Republicans
the challenger
and Democrats.
Is more
we want to make
Republican.
It about
this is
who am I most
race
aligned
in
with.
Name only.
And I can tell you, knowing
so,
these two
so what
candidates,
are you, what are you expecting for these final couple weeks
with incumbent
of
Mayor
the campaign
Henry.
There? Well, and that
it's
bears out in
crazy
the polling.
Up here. This is
in,
kind of
statewide,
where my worlds are colliding.
In statewide
because
polling
really,
as well, because you,
this
you know,
sounds
this was
crazy,
a big part of the gubernatorial race
it.
Last
There's
year.
There's a giant abortion
when we
component
saw the polling
to the
come in on,
Green Bay.
You know, where,
and this is
where
what
Wisconsinites
is.
Stand on
the
abortion rights issues. And not only do most Wisconsinites support Roe v. Wade,
he hasn't supported women.
It's an overwhelming number of Wisconsinites that
support
having exceptions.
Fair maps.
Particularly for life of the mother.
Is
but also
the executive
for instances
director
of,
for Right
rape
to Life
incest.
Wisconsin,
so
which is an organization
the, like
that wants
the,
no
the,
abortions for
it,
any
said, the,
reason,
the wife of the,
including,
the
stay
challenger,
with me on this, the life of the mother.
Wisconsin right to Life.
Help me understand
that
how that
organization
is pro-life.
Is way out
in
the
my
deep
book,
end.
That's a couple of deaths right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it just
that
doesn't
just completely
sense.
Knock out
so
things like
this,
infertility
you know, we talk
care.
A lot about
like
values,
couples who
especially
want
to
start a family.
This is about
because we don't
want to
make it about Republicans and Democrats.
And
we want to make it about who
if you
am
want to
I
start
most
a family,
aligned with.
Geez, you know,
and
let's
I can
make
tell you, knowing
these
two candidates,
but because
of
the process of infertility care
aligned
because
with incumbent Mayor
embryos.
Well,
that's
and that bears out in the polling
sticky
in statewide
and
in statewide polling as well because
like
you,
Wisconsin
you know this
right
was a big part of the
make
gubernatorial
it very
race last
hard
year.
For infertility
when we saw
doctors
the polling
to be able
come in on you know where Wisconsinites stand on the abortion rights issues and not
families.
Only do most
so
Wisconsinites
the details
support
here, but
Roe v. Wade,
it comes down
they
to
support
you making the best
overwhelming number
for
of Wisconsinites that support having exceptions
a trained provider who has your
particularly for life of the mother.
That's
but
exactly
also
right.
For
it's not a black and white
of,
issue
of rape and incest
for most people.
So
I think it,
the,
you know, it,
like you mentioned,
the,
people see a lot
the,
of gray area.
What was it?
In,
you said the wife
issue.
Of
and that gray area
the,
can be cleared
the
up.
Challenger.
Not with a politician,
Wisconsin
but with
right
your doctor.
Right to Life.
That,
because
that
each individual
right.
situation
is
different.
Way out on the deep end.
Way out
so,
on the deep end.
And it's shocking to me how yeah, little information
that
people
would just
have
completely
about
knock
like,
out things
like
infertility care.
Is a pregnancy
like,
that's
couples who
implanted
start
a family
where
this
can't
is about
survive.
Making sure that people
and
have information
don't recognize
and access.
That when we
if you want to start a family,
who has an ectopic pregnancy,
that's technically an abortion.
Because of the process of infertility care,
we have to do that to save her embryos.
Because an untreated ectopic
a
ruptured
sticky
ectopic
situation
can cause someone to bleed to death
and
in minutes.
Organizations like
that's
Wisconsin
the number
Right
one
to
Life
people die early
make
in pregnancy.
It very hard
so you're putting
for
doctors in an impossible
to be
situation,
to provide
not just OB/GYN
doctors,
but emergency
infertility
treatment
who are
to couples
seeing these people
initially
and
trying
to figure
families.
Out what am I supposed
so
to do here?
In the details
what are the legal implications
but
it comes down to
what are the legal implications of me reading
the best
ultrasound
for
and recognizing that
with the help of
a
trained provider who has your best interests in mind,
what can we do with this pregnancy?
Exactly right. It's not a black and white
so
issue.
It's so complicated. For and most only people, you I think it, and your doctor. You know, it, can
people see a lot of gray area in this issue,
absolutely.
And that gray area can be cleared
so
up.
So you want to
not
talk
with
a little bit about
but
the
with your doctor.
Event that was that's coming up
because each individual
coming up in Green Bay
later this week, right?
So,
and Dan, oh, yeah. have you heard about
these,
to me how
these
little information
for our
people
rights
have
that are happening
like
all over the state?
Pregnancy is
have,
a pregnancy that's implanted
I
somewhere
think
where it
pretty
can't
incredible
survive.
Thing that's happening. Tell me about what's happening in
Green Bay. People don't recognize that when
oh,
we
man,
treat
it's amazing. So
a woman
we
who has an
last week
pregnancy,
this weekend on
that's
Saturday
technically
at
an
2 o'clock, we are going to be at the premier theater in downtown Green Bay
to save her life.
Rally for our
rights. Untreated ectopic
Ruski
is going to
be there.
We've got a bunch of local speakers.
That's the number one reason that people die early in pregnancy.
So you're putting doctors in an impossible situation, not just OBGYN doctors, but emergency medicine doctors,
and to just build that sense of community that we are
trying to figure out
what am I supposed to do here?
Push away the fear.
What are legal implications? Even radiologists, what are the legal implications of me reading this ultrasound and recognizing that
there's a heartbeat, there's cardiac activity here?
You know,
what can we do?
That's where we're at in Wisconsin right now. We gotta have hope for the future because we're being governed by
you and your doctor
from the past. In a really kind of unacceptable
absolutely.
Way.
So you want to talk
think,
a little bit about
you know, these
events
that
there's
was,
a number of
coming
these events coming
the
up in Green Bay
for your rights
later
happening
week,
all across
right?
the state. The Sarah
oh, yeah.
Gadlewski's
have you heard about these? These
PAC
rally
is part
for
of this.
Our
there are a number of other organizations part of this.
I have.
I know there are events happening all over the state.
A pretty incredible thing
in the final weeks before the election, before the spring election here.
So we were in Appleton last week. This weekend on Saturday,
tuning in to this show,
we are going to be at the premier theater.
And all of our
Green
wonderful
Bay,
networks on the Civic Media
rights.
Network, where you're
Sarah
tuning in statewide.
Is
there's
be
probably
there. We've got a bunch
an event
of local
happening
speakers,
close to your community.
Music,
and you said the one in Green Bay
and the whole
is this Saturday.
Goal is to get people excited, mm-hmm. to help
Let's
people
see,
recognize
one on Sunday
what's
too,
at stake
I think in
here.
Eau Claire.
And to just build
next
that
weekend,
sense of
we've
community
got Madison,
that we are also
and then we've got Milwaukee.
For,
I think
push
the
away
following
the fear,
weekend
and bring together
it is
the hope
just so exciting. There's so much enthusiasm. There's so much
so we can look to the future
instead of trying to go back, turn around, and really. We recognize how much is at stake
you know,
with the Supreme Court.
That's where
race.
We're at, Wisconsin,
so
right now. We got to have hope for the future
tired,
because we're being governed by.
We're tired
by
of what's been happening.
From the
we
past,
are going to make. We're going to be
really
the people
kind
who make the change, who make the
way.
Difference for the future of the state.
And
absolutely,
I think,
big
know,
things
these,
happening in Green Bay.
There's a number of very
events,
important mayoral elections,
the rallies for your rights.
So everybody
all across
should be paying attention to that one. That's one of the most important. I think down ballot races.
There are a number of other organizations.
Part of this
going to be a very competitive one.
I know there are events
happening all over the state.
In the final weeks before
the election,
before the spring election here, so we continue to
know wherever you are tuning in.
Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Wisconsin,
we are
all
going
of
to be
our
headed
wonderful
to
networks
on the Civic Media Network, where you're tuning in
talking about some
probably after that, but at 12 o'clock,
at the top of the 12 o'clock hour,
you said the one
we are going to be joined by Paul Noonan, who's going to be talking to us about a certain quarterback, also in Green Bay, the eyes of the world.
Next weekend, we've got Madison, and then we've got
Milwaukee.
I think the following
Aaron Rodgers
weekend.
Aaron Rodgers has his, he lined up his radio segment
so
at the same
exciting.
Time.
There's so much enthusiasm. There's so much
to be
desire to see things
so that,
turn
so that's
around.
Be
and
a
really,
pretty
we
interesting,
recognize how much is at
pretty
stake
interesting
with the
segment.
Supreme
we'll be
race.
Reacting live
so
to something happening on another radio station.
We're tired of what's been happening.
Dan, this is
and
as
we
the patrons.
We're
going to
be the people who make the change.
Well, I'm glad
the difference
we were able to have you on today and to talk about Green Bay.
A very important
mayoral
election. The sports world around Green Bay.
So everybody,
the political
being,
world
should be paying attention to that one. That's one of the most
Green
important,
Bay,
I think, down ballot races
with the rally
happening
for your rights
this
weekend.
It's going to be
a
very competitive
one. Important race happening.
And it's
going to
be important
Dr.
For
Kristen Lyerly,
to re-elect
thank you so much
incumbent mayor
for joining
us
in
today.
Green Bay. There,
thank you, Dan.
So we can continue the good work
right,
he's doing.
We are
going
to be headed to break here, and we will
Kristen,
be
talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid, dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock On.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am your guest host today. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am the founder and columnist at the Reconpopulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And hey, we're a reader-supported business at the Reconpopulation Area. So I will
take this moment
on the airwaves today to encourage you to subscribe. We offer subscriptions for $5 a month just to get started, $50 for the year. You can also subscribe for free in the Reconpopulation Area.
It could be
all
Alzheimer's.
Of it helps support
now is the time to talk.
The
a message
local
from the
journalism
Alzheimer's Association
that we
and
provide
the Ad Council
at the Reconpopulation Area.
Whether on this snowy snow day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
In a post-row Wisconsin, where we have the 1849 criminal abortion ban.
Today with scattered
she was telling
rain
us about some of the really tricky issues that she has been facing as an OBGYN
tonight. Mixed precipitation
with that ban in place.
Level off around 31.
And
mixed precipitation
for the next couple, for the next
tomorrow,
segment here, we're going
to
be talking a little bit about the headlines in the news across
expected.
Wisconsin today. So there was some news
tomorrow.
In Madison,
my meteorologist
that
currently it's 37
Republican
degrees.
Lawmakers, the legislative Republicans,
Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Molly Beck of the Wisconsin, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Republicans releasing legislation that would add exceptions for rape and incest to the state's abortion ban. She is reporting that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss
welcome
says
back
this legislation won't be
Wisconsin.
Taken up
I am your
until
guest
after
host today.
The April 4th
My name is Dan
State
Schaefer.
Supreme Court election.
I am the founder
Molly Beck
and columnist
also reporting
at
that
the Recombobulation
Republicans
area,
are not united
weekly opinion column
this
and
this
online publication covering
quotes,
news and politics.
State Senator Mary Felskowski in Wisconsin.
Saying there are not
hey, we're,
17
we're
votes supported
in
business
the Wisconsin State
at the Recombobulation
area
to pass. So I will
this legislation
take this moment on the airwaves today
and
to encourage you to
Democrats
subscribe.
Are united in and their
we
opposition
offer subscriptions
to this.
Tony
for
Evers
$5 a month just to get started, $50 for the year.
You can also
along with this,
subscribe for free.
And echoing comments that he has made
all of
over and over again,
the
saying that
local journalism.
Quote, I have been clear from the beginning. I won't sign a bill that leaves Wisconsin women
we
with fewer rights
for the last
and freedoms
segments,
that they had before the U.S. Supreme
before
Court
by Dr.
overturned
Roe. Wiley,
an overwhelming majority of Wisconsin supports
mayor,
restoring Roe and
Bay.
Repealing the 1849 era criminal abortion ban.
Work
and I won't sign anything
an
less.
OBGYN.
So not only in a post-Roe Wisconsin,
Tony Evers,
where we have the 1849 criminal abortion
if
ban.
If it were to pass,
she was telling us
Republicans
about
don't
the,
have the votes
of the
to
really
pass it.
Tricky issues.
So this is really just
that she has been facing.
They're really
as
just
an OBGYN
Robin Voss and legislative Republicans
that
are proposing
in
these
place,
abortion rights laws,
and
that they don't have the votes to pass
for the next couple for the next segment.
Here,
we're going to be
vetoed.
Talking a little bit about
and
the
so
headlines.
So this is really just a performative
desperation
today.
Play
so there was some news
from Robin Voss
in Madison
and legislative Republicans.
Even if they had the votes, the governor would veto it.
Lawmakers,
but this is just
the legislative
performative
Republicans,
nonsense.
This is playing politics, plain and simple.
Releasing legislation.
This has nothing to do with reacting
this,
to
this
the moment from
Molly Beck.
Wisconsin needing to address its outdated, unclear
laws.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
It's just playing politics
releasing
to try
legislation
to
that would
get the
add
one
exceptions
thing
for rape and incest.
You know, Republicans largely
ban.
Support these exceptions as well.
She
you know,
is
Voss
reporting that
in the
Assembly
past,
Speaker
I don't know if Voss
if,
says this,
if this
legislation won't be taken up
this legislation
until
yet.
After.
But Voss
the
has
April
in the past
states
said that he would require
victims Molly Beck also reported to file that a police report. Republicans are not united behind having this legislation the option to have a legal abortion in Senator the case Mary of rape and incest.
Felskowski saying that there are not ridiculous 17 too. Votes in the Wisconsin State Senate.
This is the latest instance of Robin Voss and legislative Republicans
and
playing politics.
Democrats are united in their opposition to this.
Yeah, Tony Evers and I say
playing politics. That's such a term that gets tossed around.
But you have to think of what exactly they're doing here.
They're not trying to pass any legislation that could make a difference in the lives of people in the way
from the beginning. I won't sign a bill
in our last segment,
Wisconsin women with fewer rights
talking about the very complex issues
that are specific to each patient.
An overwhelming majority of Wisconsin
people would have
restoring
Roe and
repealing the 1849 era criminal abortion ban, and I won't sign anything.
This is just Robin Voss.
So not only
going
Will
through the motions of
Tony
of
Evers,
playing, I think this is really desperate.
If it were to pass,
I think this is a desperate move.
Republicans don't have
legislative
the votes
Republicans
to pass
because
it.
Of
so this is really just
the situation that
they're
in.
Really just
potentially
Robin
losing
Voss
the majority that they have on the Wisconsin Supreme Court,
these
and I think Robin Voss has that they don't have the votes to pass
has himself to blame.
That would get vetoed
in a lot of ways.
And so this is really just a performative
Republicans have responded.
Play. From Robin
to
Voss.
Changes post Roe v. Wade because
Republicans.
You know,
the
governor
votes,
called
the governor
multiple special
it,
sessions
but
last
this is
year.
Just performative
one in advance.
This is playing politics,
the,
plain and simple.
This has nothing to
by
do
the US Supreme Court
with
following
reacting
the leak.
To the moment
and one
of
closer to
Wisconsin needing
election,
to address
and
it's outdated,
this
unclear.
This has been a losing
laws.
Issue for abortion rights.
It's just playing
right.
politics.
This has been a losing issue for Republicans
the
in this midterm election cycle.
You know, Republicans largely support these
exceptions as well.
They lost the governor's the gubernatorial election.
Tony Evers got reelected.
Josh Call got reelected.
I haven't taken a look at
the
details
lost on
of
this
legislation
issue.
Yet. But Voss has
and
in the
trying
past
to desperately
said that he would
find a way through
victims to file a police report
using the levers of powers that they
the
control
to have a legal
at the
abortion
moment
in the case
to try to get some
that
headlines.
Is pretty ridiculous
so say,
too.
Oh, we're responding to people. No,
so,
you're not.
This
is
not
this
responding
is the
to
latest
what people
instance
want.
Of Robin
people
Voss
reelected Tony
and
Evers. People reelected Josh Call.
Playing politics.
They won these statewide elections
instead
because
of,
this is a losing
yeah,
issue for Republicans.
And I say playing politics. That's such a term
and now
that
Republicans
you know, gets tossed around. But you have to think about
to
what exactly
to
they're doing.
Change the
they're not trying to
that
pass
been going
any
legislation.
Terrible
that
candidate.
Could make a difference.
Daniel Kelly, who's been off on this issue, off on a host of issues
in our last segment.
There's another issue that I wanted to
before this
became in the headlines today. I wanted to talk about another story
to each patient.
Don't have a ton of time to talk about it here because we're going to be coming up against a break. And we're going to be joined by Paul
this
Noonan
is, this is just,
to
this
talk
is just
about
Robin
the Packers
Voss
and Aaron Rodgers after the break.
Going
so that's
through the
be
motions of playing.
Interesting conversation.
But I think this is really desperate.
Headline from
I think
The Guardian.
This is a desperate move.
Election denying donors
pour millions into key Wisconsin
the
Supreme
situation
Court
that
race.
They're in.
Daniel Kelly
losing
has
the majority
been
that they have
on the Wisconsin
of these
Supreme Court, and I think
election
Robin
denying
Voss
Republicans.
He was part of the fake electors plot.
One of the lawyers
I
that Republicans consulted with on the fake electors
way
plot.
That Republicans
he went on
an
election denier tour with Michael Gableman.
Michael Gableman
was the
because,
state Supreme Court justice.
You know,
he voted with most often when their terms overlapped on the state Supreme Court.
The
Daniel
yeah,
Kelly way
decision
off
by the U.S.
Supreme Court
to follow some
issues. I wrote a column at the Reading
and
one
closer
and also
to
with in published in partnership
and
with my friends at
this
Heartland
has been a
Signal.
Losing issue for abortion rights,
to,
reproductive
so
rights.
Just to
this
talk
has been
about
a losing issue for Republicans
the
in this midterm election cycle
that Daniel Kelly poses.
They lost the election.
And so I would encourage you to check that out.
The but after the break
election,
here,
Tony Evers got
we're
going to
be joined by Paul
Noonan. He is our Packers insider, I suppose, for the Esco's Wisconsin show. Regular guest here to come back. I know Kristen was talking about yesterday trying to get him on the show. He's like, well, I'm already coming on to talk
to
Dan
at the moment.
So we're going to be talking to Paul about whatever in the world
so
is happening
say, oh,
with Aaron Rodgers.
No, you're not.
And the potential trade to the
you're
Jets.
And the potential end
people
of an era
the
Tony
of,
Evers.
Of people re-elect
Aaron Rodgers
Josh
football
Paul
in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
They won these statewide elections.
So we're going to be talking about that
issue for Republicans.
After the break. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in for Kristen Bryan.
Now Republicans are desperate.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Try to change the narrative.
And we'll be right back.
It has been going against their terrible candidate, Daniel Kelly, who's been off on this issue, off on a host of issues. You know, there was another issue that I wanted, before this became in the headlines today, I wanted to talk about another story.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids